Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. With a spike in opiate overdoses in Massachusetts and across the country, government agencies and health clinics are working to provide an anti-overdose drug to as many people as possible. Health and safety officials are distributing the nasal spray form of the drug Narcan to first responders in many Massachusetts communities. It's also available at addiction treatment centers and to relatives of drug addicts.
Fire alarm. Fire alarm to engine 4 and A1. That's for an overdose.
Calls like this to the fire department in Revere are increasingly common. In just a six-day stretch this month, the department responded to 16 overdose calls. Revere is one of five Massachusetts communities participating in a state pilot program where emergency responders administer the drug naloxone, or Narcan, to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose.
It's just incredible. It's like magic.
Michael Viviano is Revere's deputy fire chief.
There's somebody who is on the ground who is literally dead. They have no pulse. Sometimes they're blue. Sometimes they're black. And you administer this stuff, and it's sometimes within a minute or two or three, they're actually up and talking to you.
Since Massachusetts began the pilot program 7 years ago, there have been more than 2,500 reported overdose reversals. But overdose deaths continue. Exact numbers are not available, but figures compiled by Massachusetts State Police show that in the past 4 months, at least 185 people in the state have died from heroin overdoses. And that's probably much lower than the actual number of deaths because it does not include either prescription drug overdoses or numbers from the state's three largest cities where heroin is a known problem. Dr. Alex Wally, medical director for the Massachusetts pilot Narcan program, says prescription drug users often switch to heroin because it's cheaper and easier to get.
What's really happened in the last year is there's a realization that these are not two separate epidemics, with prescription opioids and heroin users being different populations or different people. What we're seeing now is that the final common pathway for people who have opioid addiction is to use heroin.
In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh has directed city health workers to offer Narcan to police and fire officials and anyone interested. Earlier this month, at the first of five community Narcan training sessions, Boston Health Commission worker Roberto Sanchez conducted a 45-minute training. Most of it involved how to recognize an overdose. It took about 2 minutes to demonstrate how to put a small vial of liquid Narcan onto a nasal sprayer.
The two yellow pieces on each end, they come right out. Just take that out, grab the atomizer, and put that on the other end. You're ready to administer now.
Auda Almeida of Boston listened intently. She was there to get Narcan because a relative OD'd.
I have an ex in the family who actually has OD in the past year, and I want to know more information also to educate my family.
At these sessions, Narcan is handed out free of charge, but the cost of the drug has increased. 7 years ago, Massachusetts paid $22 for a Narcan kit. Today, that kit costs $42. The Boston Public Health Commission's Rita Nieves attributes that to demand.
They double the price because they know what they have in their hands. A life-saving tool that everybody wants to use now.
Only one pharmaceutical company manufactures Narcan in the dosage that's used as a nasal spray. The company, Amphastar Pharmaceuticals, says it's not able to discuss its pricing history for competitive reasons. But the cost is one negative cited by Narcan critics. They also argue that Narcan encourages drug use by eliminating overdose fears. But emergency workers like Revere Fire Captain Jay Piccarello say it's their job to do whatever it takes to save lives.
Someone loves that person that overdosed, and it's valuable for that reason. You know, we're bringing back a son back to a mother.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is promising to try to get the federal government to help make Narcan as widely available as possible.